قل أندعو من دون الله ما لا ينفعنا ولا يضرنا ونرد على أعقابنا بعد إذ هدانا الله كالذي استهوته الشياطين في الأرض حيران له أصحاب يدعونه إلى الهدى ائتنا قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى وأمرنا لنسلم لرب العالمين.
Ask them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, shall we invoke anything apart from Allah that can neither benefit nor harm us, and thus be turned back on our heels after Allah has guided us, like the one whom the evil ones have lured into bewilderment in the earth, even though he has friends who call him to true guidance, saying, come to us. Say, surely Allah's guidance is the only true guidance, and we have been commanded to submit ourselves to the Lord of the entire universe.
وَأَنْ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
And to establish prayer and to have fear of Him. It is to Him that all of you shall be gathered.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ قَوْلُهُ الْحَقُّ وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
And He, it is who has created the heavens and the earth in truth. And the very day He will say, let there be resurrection, and it will be. His word is the truth, and His will be the dominion on the day the trumpet is blown. He knows that which is hidden and that which is evident. He is the all-wise, the all-aware. And He it is who has created the heavens and the earth in truth. It has been asserted again and again in the Quran that God created the heavens and the earth in truth. This covers a wide range of meanings. First, that the heavens and earth have not been created just for the fun of it. This state of existence is not a theatrical farce. This world is not a child's toy with which to amuse oneself as long as one wishes before crushing it to bits and throwing it away. Creation is rather an act of great seriousness. A great objective motivates it, and a wise and benevolent purpose underlies it. Hence, after the lapse of a certain stage, it is necessary for the Creator to take full account of the work that has been done and to use those results as the basis for the next stage. Second, it means that God has created this entire system of the universe on solid foundations of truth. The whole of the universe is based on justice, wisdom, and truth. Hence, there is no scope in the system for falsehood to take root and prosper. The phenomenon of the prosperity of falsehood which we observe is to be ascribed to the will of God, who grants the followers of falsehood the opportunity, if they so wish, to expend their efforts in promoting unrighteousness, injustice, and untruth. In the end, however, the earth will throw up all the seeds of untruth that have been sown, and in the final reckoning, every follower of falsehood will see that the efforts he devoted to cultivating and watering this precious tree have all gone to waste. Third, it means that God has founded the universe on the basis of right, and it is on account of being its creator that He governs it. His command in the universe is supreme, since He alone has the right to govern it. The universe being nothing but His creation. No one else has any right to enforce His will. He is the all-wise, the all-aware.
Ghaib signifies all that is hidden from and is beyond the ken of man's knowledge. Shahada, as opposed to ghaib, signifies that which is manifest and thus can be known by man.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ
And recall when Abraham, peace be upon him, said to his father, Azar, Do you take idols for gods? I see you and your people in obvious error.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ
And thus we showed Abraham, peace be upon him, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, so that he might become one of those who have sure faith.
فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ
Then, when the night outspread over him, he beheld a star and said, This is my Lord. But when it went down, he said, I do not love the things that go down.
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ
Then, when he beheld the moon rising, he said, This is my Lord. But when it went down, he said, Were that my Lord did not guide me, I surely would have become among the people who have gone astray.
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ
Then, when he beheld the sun rising, he said, This is my Lord. This is the greatest of all. Then, when it went down, he said, O my people, Most certainly, I am quit of those whom you associate with Allah in His divinity. O my people, most certainly, I am quit of those whom you associate with Allah in His divinity.
Here, some light is thrown on the mental experience through which Abraham, peace be upon him, passed in the beginning, and which led him to an understanding of the truth before prophethood was bestowed on him. This experience shows how a right-thinking and sound-hearted person who had opened his eyes in a purely polytheistic environment and had received no instruction in monotheism was ultimately led to discover the truth by careful observation of and serious reflection on the phenomena of the universe.
إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين
Behold, I have turned my face in exclusive devotion to the one who originated the heavens and the earth, and I am certainly not one of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity.
وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُهُ قَالَ أَتُحَاجُّونِّي فِي اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانِ وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ
his people remonstrated with him, whereupon Abraham, peace be upon him, said, Do you remonstrate with me concerning Allah, who has guided me to the right way? I do not fear those whom you associate with Allah in His divinity. Only that which my Lord wills, indeed that alone will come by. My Lord embraces all things within His knowledge. Will you not take heed? My Lord embraces all things within His knowledge. Will you not take heed?
The word used here is tadakkur, which conveys the sense that somebody who had been either heedless or negligent of something suddenly wakes up to its true meaning. Hence, this translation of afala tadakkarun.
وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ
Why should I fear those whom you have associated with Allah in His divinity, when you do not fear associating others with Allah in His divinity, something for which He has sent down to you no authority? Then, which of the two parties has better title to security? Tell us, if you have any knowledge.
الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون
Those who believe and did not tarnish their faith with wrongdoing, for them there is security, and it is they who have been guided to the right way.